Touch that heart and heal it in the name of Jesus. I did not know all of this. Bob did not even remember his childhood until during our divorce. God revealed it to him, and he shared it with me while we were going through our divorce. It says in Hosea 4:6, "My people perish for lack of knowledge. I did not know how to pray for my husband. I did not know to put on the armor of God. I did not know how to divorce-proof my marriage." You may be the same way. I was a baby Christian. I never grew in the Lord. I never studied the Word of God. I never knew to stand on the promises of God. I did not know how to pray certain scriptures, as in Ephesians 1:16-19, or Ephesians 3:16-20, or Colossians 1:9-14. Those are just three simple scriptures that you can pray and personalize these scriptures to put your spouse's name in them, your children's name in them, your name, and pray it as a prayer for you and your family to come to know the length and depth and the height of your Lord God, to have your eyes and heart enlightened with wisdom and knowledge. We need to pray the Word of God. God says, "My word will never return void." Remember how Jesus defeated Satan by saying to him, "It is written." You need to know the scriptures so we can fight the enemy by the sword of the Spirit, by the Word of God. The enemy has come against your marriage, but we need to know that we can be victorious because our Lord Jesus Christ defeated Satan, and he has given us the weapons and the tools to win the battle. Let me read a scripture that is good for this. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not just the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." God cares about our children, and he loves our children, and you love your children. As it says in Psalm 10, verse 14, that he is the helper of the fatherless and the one who's going to take care of these children as we are going through this trauma. He is going to be right there helping you to be the mother or father you need. I've asked Lori, our daughter, who was a teenager at the time of our divorce, to share a few thoughts with you today.
Hi, my name is Lori Steinkamp Lassen. I was 13 years old when my parents divorced. If you have children, they are probably experiencing a lot of the same feelings that I experienced. To be honest, at first I was a bit relieved that my parents had separated. I was sick of living in a house filled with fighting. As time went on, I realized that I was no longer like my friends at church, living at home with both of my parents. I am sure this time of your life is probably one of the toughest trials you have ever been through. You need to use this time to draw close to the Lord and lean on Him like you have never done before. While you are doing that, please don't abandon your kids emotionally. They may not understand what this standing stuff is all about, and they may even be opposed to it at first. Explain it to them. Let them see the Lord working in your life. You don't need to preach at them, but you can use teachable moments regardless of their age. If you have young children, get in a routine before bedtime. Read them a story, maybe even from a children's Bible, and pray with them. Teach your young child how to pray. Teach them to pray for mommy or daddy and to feel comfortable to pray for the Lord to bring their parent home.